WTAW News Time, 7 minutes after 6. The temperature is 74. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. Congressman Bill Flores received applause multiple times during his town hall meeting last night at Rutter High School in Bryan.
Larry Hand said, in what way do you plan to introduce impeachment procedures for our president, Barack Obama?
The audience became the most vocal when Flores tried to explain why it was futile to try and impeach the president.
You have to be careful. You want to divide the country on something like that. Do you want to further divide the country? So, if you try and fail, are you willing to put Nancy Pelosi back in the seat? I'm not.
Flores answered more than 40 questions, most dealing with Obamacare, immigration, and Syria. Recordings online at WTAW.com. The Aggie Expressway, another step closer to reality. A&M System Chancellor John Sharp announced the Transportation Commission's given the green light to the toll road from Navasota to the Highway 249 extension towards Intercontinental Airport.
It'll be a huge asset to all of Brazos County, and particularly Texas A&M and folks that are moving from Houston. We'll be able to say to visiting people and our prospective professors and others that we'll be about an hour from Houston Intercontinental Airport as opposed to what we have right now.
Responding to landowners in Grimes County along the route who are opposed, Sharp says it's the best thing for A&M.
Everybody has their right to be opposed to it. I mean, I don't blame someone that has a farm or a ranch that they may be losing some land to, but, you know, that happened with I-45. It happened with Highway 6.
Sharp says when he talked with toll road officials earlier this year, they expected the project to be completed in 5 years. Before watching the Aggies beat the hell out of Sam Houston, the A&M System Regents hold a special meeting tomorrow morning. Estimated to take 15 minutes, Regents will consider two building projects on the flagship campus. One involves the development of new student housing, the other a new research and laboratory complex. No details of either proposal have been released. A&M expects thousands to attend tonight's memorial service for Reveille 7. The program starts at 7:30 at Reed Arena. There's free parking after 5 in selected lots around the arena. The 12-year-old American collie who died May 30th at the age of 12 retired in 2008 after serving 7 years as the First Lady of the University. Tonight's program features a video tribute and a performance by the singing cadets. Among those in attendance are supposed to be the current Lady of Aggieland, Reveille 8. An A&M student from Georgetown has been arrested for sexual assault. 19-year-old Shane Jasek remains jailed following his arrest last night. University police contacted last Sunday by a local hospital. That led to interviewing the victim, who reported she was sexually assaulted in her residence hall earlier that day by a known acquaintance. A Bryan woman has been convicted by a federal court jury in Houston in a case of health care fraud. 42-year-old Yolanda Nolan was found guilty of receiving $750,000 in fraudulent Medicare and Medicaid claims from two companies called Yellowbone that sold durable medical equipment. Trial evidence also showed Nolan paid kickbacks to a large number of recruiters in return for the referral of beneficiaries. A co-defendant, 50-year-old Carla Parnell, testified against Nolan. Parnell had pleaded guilty earlier this year to working for Nolan while still receiving Social Security disability benefits. Nolan's scheduled to be sentenced in December, the maximum punishment 65 years and a fine of $250,000. Bryan police announced arrest warrants have been issued for two men from a carjacking and bank robbery 5 weeks ago. The photos are online at WTAW.com. Accused of taking part in the July 30th armed robbery of the Commerce National Bank on East 29th, 42-year-old Bryan Champion of Houston, accused of both the armed robbery and a carjacking on Oaklawn before the holdup, 27-year-old Eric Portis Jr. of Calvert. He's the one that eluded law enforcement in Hearn and Calvert earlier this week. Both men believed to be in the Houston area. It's the first time the person in charge of a fishing tournament in Texas has been arrested by the Parks and Wildlife Department. A former Bryan College Station man is accused of stealing prize money from a bass fishing tournament last year on Lake Sam Rayburn. 44-year-old Michael Shane McLeod being held in the Jasper County Jail without bond. Game wardens in Texas arrested McLeod with assistance from authorities in Florida. The criminal investigation began after cash prizes were not paid from the 2012 Big Bass Mania tournament. In southeast of Houston, police in League City say a 6-month-old girl's dead after spending the day in the backseat of her father's hot car. Father had taken his older children to school, then went home to get his work vehicle, but forgot the child in his personal car. WTAW News Time, 12 after 6. The temperature is 74. More news at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Green Teams announces its big monthly plant sale this Friday from 9 to 1. Green Teams will have small indoor plants to big indoor plants at cheap, cheap prices.
Did you say cheap?
I said cheap. Plants start at just 50 cents. Don't miss Green Teams' big monthly plant sale. That's from 9 to 1 this Friday in the Brazos County Industrial Park. From 2818, turn on Shiloh, go down a block, turn right, and Green Teams is on the left.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill, bell-bottom piers, and lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure continues to build our way. The system's going to be responsible for the sunshine we see today. Our highs between 90 and 95. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 75 degrees. Tomorrow, occasional sunshine. A shower or thunderstorm may develop during the afternoon. Highs tomorrow near 95. It'll be partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Sunday, there'll be some sunshine, some passing clouds as well. The highs on Sunday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports, and it's a rite of passage here in Aggieland and, well, from the rest of Texas. We'll get the high school football report for you. Coach Sumlin says he doesn't really mind all the scrutiny. It's kind of helping his team out a little bit. Plus, Monday night football, NFL season started last night, and a record was tied by Peyton Manning. All that and more coming up with sports. We'll do it for you about 6:52-ish.
I guess if you're going to have a runaway, probably having it on, like, the first night is good because, you know, they got nothing else to switch to, right?
Well, they had to wait because it was delayed by a half hour because of lightning.
Was it? Yeah.
Well, better than delaying from halftime of the Super Bowl.
Yeah?
Yeah, they didn't have a power outage.
Or for wardrobe malfunctions or whatever. So, man steps out of a bank in our favorite state, be Florida. Looked suspicious to the passerby. Witnesses said they could see smoke coming out of his pants.
Sure enough,
the bank had just been robbed. And the thief had stuffed the loot down his pants. Included in the bills was a dye pack, which exploded shortly after he went out the door. When police stopped the robber, he was still smoldering, and his hands were dyed bright red. I mean, you think about how many bad decisions were involved in that. And, you know, well, where are you going to go? Do they not understand? Have they not seen this before, that there are things called dye packs that they're liable to put into money?
They don't watch enough TV, apparently.
Well, it's in Florida. What can you say? And a would-be robber made himself, well, especially easy to arrest after being so drunk that he sprawled on the floor of the German video store when police arrived. I just kind of lay down here. When three men realized they couldn't get any cash, one fled, the other two stayed behind, shut off the store's lights, and started grabbing video games, of course. The employee on duty, there was an employee there, hit the panic alarm. That alerted police. Officers had to force their way into the locked and darkened store, but once inside, found one man passed out, the other holding the employee on the floor, the robber holding the man down, gave up, while the drunk was taken to the hospital.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Okay, so I passed out on the video floor, and the next thing I knew, I was chained to my bed in the hospital. In between that, officer, I don't know what I did.
It's a little blurry. Okay.
Of course, he said all that in German, so it wouldn't have sounded like that.
We got a lot of information.
Perfect situation. Actually, he probably said, Ach, du lieber!
Well, it could be.
How's Gesundheit?
I don't know what the Gesundheit, I don't know.
You're gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us.
Strudel.
Shepherd. It's German.
It's fun with German.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental. Smile more, worry less.
About 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 9-6. It's September the 6th. Day 249, got 116 of them to go today. Is National Lazy Moms Day. Today's your excuse, Mom. Just be lazy.
What about house husbands?
Well, you know, they're lazy.
Yeah, what's the deal?
I don't know.
We've had the ERA battle, and now
may have another. Later on in the year, there may be a lazy
house
husband.
It's called reverse discrimination, man.
Listen to you, man.
That's one thing I did not hear last night at the congressman's town hall.
Was there reverse discrimination?
Right.
Yeah, bring that back. It's Read a Book Day. That's a good day.
Now that's laudable.
Yeah. Fight Procrastination Day. I'll
consider that later.
All right, we got birthdays.
Pippa Middleton is 30 years old. Kate's the little sister.
Of course.
Naomi Harris is 37. She was actually the crazy voodoo lady in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
Anita Persons is 39. From the group The Cardigans. Dolores O'Riordan is 42 from the Cranberries, another group there. Macy Gray is 46. Rosie Perez, 49. Michael Winslow, the guy that makes all the funny sound effects in the Police Academy movies, he's 55.
How long ago was that? 30 years?
Every bit.
Okay, and this is still your claim to fame.
Well, he does commercials now, too.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Well, good. I hope he's making a good living because, you know, walking out, kind of like Gilbert Gottfried, after about 3 minutes, you're going to go, what do you got? okay, that's it? That's the show?
That's it.
Okay.
Paul Wachtar of AHA is 52.
Of course.
Jeff Foxworthy, 55. Jane Curtin, 66. Swoozy Kurtz, 69. Roger Waters is numb and 70. And Joanne Worley.
From Laugh In?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is 76. She's also doing a lot of stuff on the Disney Channel again.
Good for her. Jane Curtin is 66.
One of my favorites from the original cast of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, and she's on some other show now, too. She's on a...
She's Kate and Allie in Third Rock.
Okay. All right. And Chris Christie, the big fat governor of New Jersey.
Who will be...
in Texas, right?
Yeah, at the Cowboys opener.
That's right.
And then breakfast in Dallas.
Scooping up food and money. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's here for all the fried food at the fair.
That's right, 51.
Yeah, too bad he won't come back at the end of the month.
That's true. What happens at the end of the month?
The state fair, right?
Oh, yeah, right, that's true. Yeah. Maybe they could show him pictures. It may entice him to come back.
Or maybe he could take a quick drop down here.
You can come to the... Hey, look, the fair's going on this weekend.
You can go to the fried what?
Yeah, it's Google Commemoration Day tomorrow. That's when they founded it.
Google?
Yeah, when Sergey and Larry decided, what the heck, let's go ahead and get rich.
You know that get lucky button?
Yeah.
Every time you push that through the course of a day, that costs them like $10 million a day, I think.
Yeah, okay, there you go. All right, what do we got?
Shannon Elizabeth, 40 years old from the American Pie movie. She's born in Texas.
Okay.
Tom Everett Scott is 43. Rudy Galindo, I'm sorry, is 44.
One Rudy you've seen.
Completely different. Angie Everhart is 44. Toby Jones is 46. He's the voice of Dobby in the Harry Potter movies.
Mm-hmm.
Margot Chapman with the Starlight Vocal Band.
Afternoon Delight.
Good God, how esoteric are we going to get?
He's 56.
Uh-huh.
Corbin Burnson, 59, from L.A. Law, and of course, sports geeks know him from Major League.
Yeah, but he's the son of...
I don't know who.
Someone who just recently passed.
Oh, that's right. His mom was a soap opera actress years and years.
Yeah, from the Young and the Restless. Yep, so we're going to get around to Miss Chancellor here before too long.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Chrissy Hynde is 62 from The Pretenders.
Does the Rush theme.
Yeah, that's right.
Gloria Gaynor is 64, and
she's still surviving, yes.
And Alpha Anderson is the lead singer of Chic, who did Le Freak, and he is 67.
How about Omega?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wow.
It's Friday. I get all the shots in I can before Cat returns.
The voice of Marge Simpson, Julie Kavner. 63 years
old. Rhoda's sister.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. All right, and on Sunday.
Sunday.
One of Scott's all-time favorites, Wiz Khalifa's birthday is 26.
Man. Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas, the middle kid in Home Improvement's 32.
About the only intelligent one of the three.
Yeah.
Pink is 34, who I find entertaining. Martin Freeman is 42. He was Bilbo Baggins in The Hobbit. Kennedy. Voted by Rolling Stone as the most hated VJ of all time, is 41. David Arquette's 42. Okay. Amy Mann is 53. She was the former lead singer of Till Tuesday, which was also a good song. Okay. David Steele, 53, from The Fine Young Cannibals. Willie Tyler. You remember Willie Tyler and Lester?
Oh,
nope.
He's a ventriloquist. Yeah, he's 73.
Right.
One of the funniest men ever born, Sid Caesar, 91.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm glad he's still around.
And creative, yeah.
And we don't usually do those that passed.
But?
Peter Sellers.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Patsy Cline and Jimmy Rogers were both born on the same day, too.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. All right, it's 6:23.
Mark your calendar, Aggieland, for Saturday, September 7th at 10 a.m. The Coalition for Life is inviting you to a community-wide event to remember the 6,400 lives that were lost to abortion in Aggieland and to celebrate the closing of Bryan Planned Parenthood Abortion Facility. You will hear from community leaders, pastors, and Planned Parenthood's former director in Bryan, Abby Johnson. This event is free to attend, so mark your calendar for September 7th at 10 a.m. on East 29th Street in Bryan. Visit coalitionforlife.com for details.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
Right, a few months ago, we had NBC's Melissa Harris-Perry proclaim that children don't actually belong to parents, but to whole communities. Remember that one? Well, along the same lines of liberal indoctrination, we have a public elementary school in Illinois that is teaching kids that the government is your family. According to the Daily Caller, fourth graders at East Prairie School in Skokie, Illinois, were given a worksheet that asked, what is government? The correct answer, according to the handout, government is like a nation's family. Families take care of children and make sure they're safe, healthy, and educated and free to enjoy life. Families encourage children to be independent, hardworking, and responsible. Families make rules and enforce rules, etc., etc. Yes, public schools indoctrinating your children rely on the government.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here's an OTC business profile from SpotlightStock.com. Refill Energy, ticker symbol REFG. Refill Energy is expanding the legitimate market for medical marijuana by providing supply and distribution technology mandated by many of the states that have legalized it. REFG's technology ensures regulation compliance, allowing producers and providers to meet growing demands. REFG has potential for growth. Talk to your broker about Refill Energy or enter ticker symbol REFG. See SpotlightStock.com for full disclaimer.
Gear up for fall and save big at John Deere. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new compact and select 5D and 5E open station tractors. Plus, get $750 off new 3E tractors when you buy two implements. Gear up and save today. Offer ends October 31st, 2013. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit one of Brazos Valley Equipment's four locations in Waco, Hillsboro, Cleburne, or Ennis. Or online at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental. Smile more, worry less.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra, the truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra. Complete with complimentary Toyota care. A great deal. A great reason to come in today. Get 0 for 60 plus $2,500 on a 2013 Tundra Crewmax Special Edition for a total savings over $6,900. Toyota, let's go places. Visit GSTOffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/30/13.
Good morning. It's 6:27. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. All right. High today. Looks to about 98. Same thing, actually, all the way through about Tuesday and next week. We do have a 20% chance of showers every day. 75 for our lows. Right now, the winds are calm. 85% relative humidity. It's 76. The Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation. 979-220-3018, 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
Look at Apple's plans. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Apple is set to take the wraps off new iPhone models at a media event next Tuesday, but the Wall Street Journal says the company is already working on the next big thing. Sources say Apple is considering introducing iPhones with much larger screens than those on current models. It is looking into big screen devices to go up against the latest smartphones from Samsung. Cars are being made more fuel efficient through the use of lighter weight materials, but the money you save on gas could go to the body shop if you have a fender bender. Replacement parts have become more expensive and the materials used are harder for mechanics to work with. Efforts to regulate e-cigarettes could become more urgent after a study by the Centers for Disease Control. The CDC says the nicotine delivery devices are becoming popular among teenagers. 10% of high school students have tried them. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to propose restrictions next month. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM's Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Resentment in a marriage or relationship can be deadly, but there's something else that can be even worse. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-226-0017. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now, 800-226-0017. 800-226-0017. Again, 800-226-0017.
I'm sure you've seen this, the married couple where the man and woman seem to have utter contempt for each other.
Once you have contempt, you say, I am above, you are below. I am better, you are worse.
Marriage coach Larry Bellotta, author of the free report, How Couples Can Fulfill Each Other's Needs.
So if both the man and wife have contempt for each other, they're going to be having this attitude pretty much every day, I am above, you are below. Well, no relationship can withstand that. It's more lethal than resentment. See, resentment is just, I'm mad at you. But contempt says, I am above and you are below.
It happens in so many marriages, says Larry. And think about it. This is the perfect prescription for a failed marriage. Marry someone because you love them.
And then tell them they're wrong. Tell them that they're not valuable. Tell them that they're making mistakes. Tell them to stop doing this and start doing that. Guess what's going to happen? you're going to produce a divorce.
Larry says it's absolutely critical that married couples understand different needs men and women have in a marriage.
Men have two needs. One is for sexual intimacy, and the other is for respect. And women have two needs, emotional security and financial security. But what's important about these needs is everybody's version, all the men's version of their two, are expressed differently. All the versions of women are expressed differently.
You can get a free report on this by going to Larry's website, which you can link to from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time, 27 minutes from 7, the temperature is 73. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. I'm Bill Oliver. 5 years from now, the drive between Bryan College Station and Intercontinental Airport in Houston could take 1 hour. The state's Transportation Commission has approved the Aggie Expressway. The announcement made by A&M System Chancellor John Sharp.
So bringing somebody in, whether it's for football games or anything else, that's a huge thing, including people we partner with, researchers that we're bringing in, professors, you know, all kinds of people. Plus, it makes it a heck of a lot safer for our folks to travel to a large airport as opposed to the kind of traffic messes that occur on that road now and on the road to Dallas.
Sharp asked but did not receive support from the A&M Faculty Senate, where at least one member lives in Grimes County.
In the end, it's the best thing for Texas A&M, and that's my constituency, and so that's what I care most about.
The toll road to be built from Navasota parallel to Highway 105 to Plantersville, then turn south on Highway 249. Whether the A&M System Board of Regents are staying in town for tomorrow night's football game is not known, but they are holding a special meeting tomorrow morning at 10. Two building projects on the flagship campus make up the agenda for the anticipated 15-minute meeting. No details released of a proposed laboratory and research complex and the development of new student housing. A&M police have arrested a student for sexually assaulting a known acquaintance. UPD received the initial report last Sunday from a local hospital. The victim told investigators the contact took place earlier that day in her dorm room. That led to last night's arrest of 19-year-old Shane Jasek of Georgetown. He's jailed awaiting bond to be set. Thousands will pay tribute this evening to the retired First Lady of A&M, Reveille 7, who served the university from 2001 through 2008. Will be honored at a memorial service at Reed Arena starting at 7:30. The 12-year-old American collie passed away May 30th, but officials decided to hold the service at the start of the fall semester. Program includes remarks from President Bowen Lofton and student body president Reed Joseph. Free parking around the arena is available after 5. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, greeted by a town hall meeting crowd last night that filled more than half of the Rudder High School auditorium. Online at WTAW.com is a recording, as well as the slideshow presented last night. Asked when Republican leaders in the House stand up to the Democrats, Forrest says when it does not result in Nancy Pelosi returning as House Speaker.
When you're playing poker, and you can either go all in and lose it all, or you can hold a little back and then live to fight another day, you have to make a decision. Look, I'm not, and you have to know, is this going to be my Alamo, or is this going to be my San Jacinto? You know, Sam Houston didn't show up at Alamo because he was scared to fight. Sam Houston wanted to fight the winning battle at San Jacinto.
Those who attended were most interested in Flores' positions on U.S. involvement in Syria, Obamacare, and immigration reform. A federal court jury in Houston took 3 hours to decide a Bryan woman was guilty of receiving $750,000 in fraudulent Medicaid and Medicare claims. 42-year-old Yolanda Nolan faces 65 years in prison and up to $250,000 in fines when she's sentenced in December. Prosecutors say Nolan and co-defendant Carla Parnell were involved in submitting claims from the Yellowbone Durable Medical Equipment Companies between 2003 and 2009. Parnell pleaded guilty earlier this year to receiving Social Security disability benefits while working. And Parnell testified against Nolan, who was also convicted of concealing Parnell's employment to Social Security. Arrest warrants have been issued for two men accused of the July 30th armed robbery of the Commerce National Bank on East 29th. One of them, 27-year-old Eric Portis Jr. of Calvert, eluded law enforcement in Hearn and Calvert earlier this week. Portis also accused of a carjacking that preceded the holdup and attempting to kidnap the driver. The other suspect in the bank robberies, 42-year-old Brian Champion of Houston, both believed to be in the Houston area, and their pictures are online at WTAW.com. Multiple complaints from professional bass fishermen that they were not paid from a tournament last year led to the arrest of a former Bryan College Station man. The Parks and Wildlife Department says 44-year-old Michael Shane McLeod turned himself in on theft charges. McLeod, who moved to Florida, is accused of keeping money meant for prize payouts at the 2012 Big Bass Mania tournament at Lake Sam Rayburn. And how do you make two cheetah cubs happy? Put a puppy in the pen. The Dallas Zoo has provided the 8-week-old feline brothers named Windspear and Kamau with an 8-week-old black lab named Amani. Zoo experts say the pup will provide a calming influence. WTAW News Time, 22 minutes from 7. News brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. Temperatures 73. More news after 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Don't have tickets to the game? Can't take the heat? Well, call Suddenlink and get hooked up so you can get the pay-per-view game. A true bundle satellite can't do? Switch now to Suddenlink and bundle and save. Switch to Suddenlink and bundle the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, or home phone for just $90 a month. Suddenlink's best product lineup ever, so switch now. Call 1-800-915-1866. And now signing up online is even easier than ever. Check out their brand new revamped website at Suddenlink.com. Not a sports fan? How about videos on demand? New stuff coming out? Next week, Star Trek Into the Darkness. On the 17th, World War Z. Iron Man is also coming out soon. Pay-per-view events other than Aggie football. The Merriweather-Canelo fight coming out. WWE on the 15th. And UFC, a little MMA action on the 21st. All of that available with Suddenlink. So switch now. Again, 1-800-915-1866 or go to their brand new website, suddenlink.com.
If you garden, you know it can take a lot of tools and a lot of sweat to get your soil ready for the season. That is, unless you own a John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor from Sioux Falls Prater. I call mine Little Giant because it's small but packs loads of power. And it lets me switch between digging, tilling, mowing, and more without even breaking a sweat. But the best thing about it is, unlike my other helper around the house, it doesn't demand food when we're finished working. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you or see them online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Good morning at 641. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We'll change the forecast as we head through the next couple of days. We have a broad high-pressure system stretching from Texas across the Gulf of Mexico. Continues to be relatively quiet in the tropics. Partial sun for today with highs between 90 and 95. Tonight, I think we're going to have a tendency to be partly cloudy, 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow, maybe a stray thunderstorm, highs near 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, sun and clouds, 90 to 95 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's kind of putting a wall up between us and everybody.
That's Coach Sublin speaking about the national media beating up on A&M a little bit. We'll get you covered on that. NFL started last night, and the Texas High School Football Report. All that and a whole lot more with sports here in about 15 minutes.
What is that?
That is the opening, not of the NFL season, but of the nationally always in the running for the Division II championship, Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats. Opening their season last night, defeating Saginaw Valley 45-24.
Wow.
And all two people in the Brazos Valley are going, woohoo!
Who's that?
Well, that would be one more than I'm aware of.
Yeah, Northwest Missouri.
Yes.
Okay.
We actually played them in college.
Over 6,800 at Mel Churchman Field at Bearcats Stadium.
Well, of course.
Which proportionally would be a sellout at A&M.
Okay.
Which isn't going to happen for the second straight home game.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. But also, probably it wasn't 100 degrees when they kicked off.
It was in the 90s.
Well, was it? Wow.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Anything else?
They play tackle? Okay. No. What are they called?
The Bearcats with a C as it should be spelled.
Ah, rather than that K thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking a little shot at Sam High, are you?
A little bit.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did, anyway. And you need to stop it.
Yeah, okay, anyway. We'll play their fight song in the next half hour.
That's why I wanted to get the real Bearcat fight song out of the way.
So as members of Congress are still wavering on a vote for possible military action against Syria, the president has ordered an expanded list of targets, now beyond 50 or so major sites that he's going after. See how that works out. John Kerry and continuing to try to pump this. You know, this has become so serious. This is how serious the Syria question is to President Obama. He's canceled a trip to California.
Yeah, and it was a fundraising trip.
Yeah, that's how important... This
It'll get serious
him.
When he cancels golf.
Yeah, you're right. When he stays off the links, we'll know this is something he's actually paying attention to. I'm thinking he'll be sitting home watching TV. He'll TiVo the NFL games that he wants to see, and he'll be watching that, I would guess. So
he has people for that.
Yeah. So you were at the town hall meeting last night, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Any observations?
Over 40 questions answered. I like the format.
You like the format?
I like the format. Yeah. He collected questions and gave a brief overview and then plunged right into them.
Yeah.
And multiple people asked multiple topics multiple times, and it still took more than an hour.
Yeah, it did. And you know, he gave him did a show of hands on. He had listed 12
showed
talking
hand,
points.
He showed tons of hands.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know exactly how effective that.
How much of it's? You know, he was preaching to the choir to.
Yeah.
A certain degree, but.
Well, the idea obviously is that you feel more comfortable when you are in the company of people who feel the same way you do. You watch your news based on that. You listen to your radio stations based on that. We know that's true. That does happen. But there were some people who were there who were vocal, I think, in their opposition and to some of the things.
There are many that would like to see the conservatives be more aggressive in taking care of the not-so-conservatives.
Yeah, it's
But the congressman kept coming back to Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. Well, and that's and I think that's obviously something that resonates in this area. Do you want to return her to power? And if you try to do things that you think will move the government down the road faster in this,
and the not so conservatives then will be in charge of the Triple Crown,
right? So so we'll see what happens. It's there's a fairly good group. It's always the same demo. Most of the people are over the age of 55.
But those are the ones who are in the higher percentage voting block.
Yep, they do. That's very true. So anyhow, that's what happened last night in our little town. And let's see what else we have. A major study released yesterday, leading health policy research organization reported lower than expected premiums on Obamacare. I'm telling you that, but I'm not believing it, so I'm just saying
well,
that.
Well, the congressman had something else to say about that.
He did.
So.
I guess one of the things that I heard him say, which really set me back, and he said it more than once, is he's not sure that he trusts the intelligence community.
And he
anymore.
Brought that up last night also.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that gives you pause there a little bit. If you're elected officials who are probably getting information that we don't get, and he's basically saying, I kind of reject this, that's... A bothersome situation.
I'd like to be a mouse in that room on Monday.
Yep, Monday is when
that classified hearing.
They get a hearing on Syria. And again, he may know more, but leadership of the Republican Party says vote for it. He is against voting for it.
And he was asked directly about that, too.
Yeah, so we'll see how all that washes out. And, of course, we'll speak to him again on
Wednesday. Yeah, the congressman didn't back down from any of the challenges presented last night. And that's among the things I... really respect about him.
Yep, absolutely. It's 6:47.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 7th, it's home insect control. Many home pests can be controlled by the homeowner. Come learn about products and strategies this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
You've been hearing it for years. Maybe this year you'll get involved. Fall is a great time for planting. Trees and shrubs planted now will establish good root systems long before the spring growth spurt and even farther in advance of the traumatic days of next summer. Plan your fall landscaping makeover. I'll have details right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Nurseries have outstanding supplies of quality plant material this time of year, and nurserymen have more time now than they will next spring to help you plan your new plantings. In that spirit, let's look at some tips to replanting an existing landscape. We remodel our home's interiors periodically. Let's remodel the landscape. Start by determining your family's needs. Perhaps they've changed through the years since your landscape was first planted. Where you needed play areas before, perhaps you'd like room for a flower or vegetable garden now. Determine exactly how each part of your landscape should be used. Next, identify the parts of your existing landscape that you intend to save. Large shade trees and privacy hedges, for example, might take years to replace. Ground cover beds, low border shrubs, and even turf grass, on the other hand, can quickly be changed out in your remodeling program. You'll also want to consider all the non-living parts of your landscape, including fences, sidewalks, patios, and walks. Do you need to make changes? Do they function properly? Could they stand modernization? Keep your mind open and entertain all options. Sometimes, removing a perfectly good plain concrete sidewalk and putting an attractive brick, flagstone, or concrete paver walk-in, maybe in a different and more interesting location even, can make a night and day difference in the appearance of your landscape. If your landscape has been established for more than 10 years, you'll certainly find many new and exciting plants to include in your redo. The trend in the past decade has been toward dwarf plants with smaller forms of hollies, nandinas, crepe myrtles, junipers, pyracanthus even, and pittosporums being just a few of the common examples. You'll enjoy your new landscape more if you avoid the taller plants that require frequent pruning and shaping. There's also quite a great trend toward herb and perennial plantings, and landscapes now are less formal than they were 15 or 20 or 25 years ago. These are often included in cottage garden-style plantings reminiscent of the early 1900s in Texas. Many nurseries now offer old rose varieties dating back beyond 1900, antique roses they are. Many of the earth-kind roses recommended by Texas A&M Research, many of those are antique roses. You'll want to use curved beds along with some type of edging to delineate your plantings. Metal edging in curved patterns works quite well, or you can use sections of pressure-treated wood posts sunk vertically in the ground far enough that the tops are just above the soil surface. I like that green metal edging, though it's the easiest to use. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's 6:51. It is a rite of passage in Texas. Time for high school football report.
Week one of high school football had its ups and downs for teams in the Brazos Valley. One of the biggest highlights of the week and maybe the year was A&M Consolidated's last second 44-41 win over Coppers Cove. After receiving an onside kick, the Tigers managed a series of laterals Before Derek Dix scampered down the sideline for the winning touchdown, here's Coach Dave Raffield on the play.
I told somebody on TV the other day, and I said, yeah, it's exactly the way it is in a playbook. But seriously, we told the kids to keep the ball alive, pass it backwards, and just see what happens. And so proud that all those kids on that field gave that kind of effort.
The Tigers will be challenged once again when they host Midway tonight at Tigerland. The Panthers are coming off a 38-7 season opening win against Bryan. Kickoff is set for 7:30 with coverage on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Bryan Vikings showed some positive things against Midway last week, but the negatives have them starting the season out at 0-1. They'll be looking to get back on the winning track tonight against Magnolia. Here's Coach Rogers on the 0-1 Bulldogs.
I know that they're excited about the returning Letterman. I think they've got 7 or 8 starters back on both sides of the ball. They've got 2 running backs that one of them had over 1,000 yards, the other one had about 600 yards rushing, so they've got running backs that can carry the ball.
Kickoff is at 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium with coverage on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. The Rudder Rangers had a hard time taming the Elgin Wildcats last week, falling in the season opener 49-3. But despite the loss, Coach C.M. Pierre says he saw a lot of good things from his team.
Number one, we found a couple of kids that we felt should be able to contribute, and they did. That's going to be huge. Found us a kicker that we like. And, you know, second half, we came out and we made the adjustments, and the kids responded to that.
The Rangers will be looking to implement those things into their game plan tonight when they visit 1-0 El Campo. Game time is set for 7:30 with coverage on Peace 107. The Navasota Rattlers picked up right where they left off from 2012 with a 35-7 win over Willis last week. To keep it going, the 6th-ranked Rattlers will need to get a road win against 16th-ranked Cold Spring Oakhurst. Here's Coach Lee Fedora on the matchup with the Trojans.
It's a scary thing having to go to their place facing the wing tee, which is what you don't see much anymore in the state of Texas, and trying to get your kids prepared for that. So it's going to be a big battle night.
Kickoff is at 7:30 with coverage on Navasota News 1550. Rounding out area play, 1-0 College Station travels to 1-0 Riker Catholic at 7:30, and 1-0 St. Joseph will host 1-0 Holy Trinity Monday night at 6:30. Of course, you can always follow your favorite teams anytime on BrazosFootball.com. And that's been your Friday Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Aggie football ramping up for game 2 of their season against Sam Houston State. The national media has been trouncing A&M for the better part of a week, and Coach Sumlin really doesn't mind.
People want to make a story out of anything that happens on this team right now. And in a way, right now, for me as a coach, I'm not going to complain about it because it's kind of putting a wall up between us and everybody.
One of the knocks on the Aggies comes from the sports talking heads, concerns leadership and the lack of discipline for the Aggie squad.
Leadership comes in many forms. I think you had a great example of that in Ben Molina. I think you got some other examples of that across our team on the offensive line and Mike Evans. You know, do we need to develop more leaders? You bet. But it's hard to do that when you got 16 true freshmen out there playing. They're not worried about leading. They're worried about just getting lined up. We've got to have some guys step outside themselves, besides the guys I just talked about, who are returning players, maybe not returning starters, but older players, kind of help these young guys come along.
Aggies and the Bearcats tomorrow at Kyle Field, pregame at 5, kickoff is at 6, and it's on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The game, by the way, is pay-per-view. It's free on the radio. NFL fans across America are very happy this morning. They waited 214 days for the season opener, and they got a great one at Mile High Stadium last night.
Penalty flag thrown. DT has a screen pass, and he's off to the races. DT at midfield, and he is long gone. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Denver. And if it stands, that will be Peyton Manning's 7th. Touchdown pass. He ties an NFL record, and this is against the Ravens.
Offside, number 58, defense lined up in the neutral zone. The penalty declined. Touchdown.
Manning became the first NFL quarterback in 44 years to throw 7 touchdown passes, and the Denver Broncos thumped the defending Super Bowl champions, Baltimore Ravens, 49-27. Here's Peyton Manning on throwing the 7 TDs.
I felt like we had to keep scoring. I mean, Baltimore is an explosive offense, and our defense never relaxed. They kept bringing the heat. Thought they did a good job playing, answering the bell without some of our top players, without Champ, without Vaughn. It says a lot about the pride of some of our defensive players, but we felt like we had to keep scoring because Baltimore can score at any time.
The Broncos erased a 3-point halftime deficit by scoring 28 unanswered points to open the second half, and Manning passed for 462 yards. Texans and the Cowboys both start with night games. The Giants head to Jerry World Sunday night at 7:30, and the Texans travel to San Diego for the Chargers for a Monday night game. It's the second game, though, so it'll start at 9:15. Aggie volleyball played a pair in San Antonio for the UTSA Classic yesterday. The ladies beat Loyola in four and swept Lamar in three. I got a chance to ask Coach Corbelli what her biggest surprise was so far of the young season.
You know, we are very low error. I've had some teams that I know our fans have been frustrated with a lot of missed serves and maybe hitting errors that were kind of mental errors that just unforced errors. And this group has such low numbers when it comes to unforced errors.
Ladies will be take on the host Roadrunners tonight at 7. The Aggie Soccer Tournament opens today. Baylor, Missouri, and San Diego head to Aggieland, with Missouri and Baylor squaring off at 4, and the Aggs will take on the Toreros at 8. Coach G. Guerrieri on the women from the West Coast.
This is a return game from our match last year when we went out to Southern California, played them, lost 1-0 in the first weekend of the season. So for us, it's we know it'll be a tough game. They played very well against us last year, and they'll be coming in motivated and probably confident to play at Ellis Field.
It's a busy weekend here in Aggieland. Aggie hockey starts their season in grand fashion. They start tonight against the University of Texas at Austin. Drop the puck at 7:30. On out of Major League Baseball, and after taking the series from the Rangers, the Aries squared off against the Astros in Oakland.
Payoff pitch popped up on the infield. VR moving behind second, waiting for it to come down, and it does, into his glove. And the Astros take game one of this four-game series, beating the Oakland A's 3-2.
The win helped the Rangers by knocking the Athletics out of first place in the AL West. The Rangers had the night off. They'll take on L.A. They'll be in L.A. to take on the Dodgers. First pitch tonight, 8:05. And finally, from the U.S. Open, top-ranked Novak Djokovic cruised to the semifinals with a 6-3, 6-2, 3-6, 6-love victory over Russian Mikhail Yuzhny. Djokovic's path to Monday's U.S. Open final got a little easier when third seed and defending U.S. Open champ Andy Murray fell to ninth seed Stanislav Wawrinka. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Texas A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Texas A&M Transportation Services offers convenient game day parking in and around campus for $10, $15, and $20. Public pay parking lots are located near the Bonfire Memorial, Bush Library, Veterinary Medical Center, and the Central and North Side.